All right, guys. I am going to dictate this. I really hope this is being taken. I'm sorry. I just left a message saying I was feeling a little uncomfortable. In the past, there used to be a tone that would be sounding to let me know it's being recorded. Certainly hope that's the case today. This is Dan Doolin. I am dictating a psychological evaluation for Mount Children's Health Center. You guys are always so good to email these to me, and I appreciate that a great deal. The psychological evaluation is for a young person named Mackenzie Powell, M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is 12-30-2013. Date seen was November 21st, 2025. Chronological age is... surprise, that doesn't... Shoot, sorry guys. I'm just trying to see why this doesn't tell me. All right, we're just going to go with 11 years, all right? Grade in school is 6th. School is... listed as Swartz Creek, S-W-A-R-T-Z-C-R-E-E-K. Referral source was Jamie Marshall, Ed D, comma LPC. And the case number is 20-60-13. The patient reason for referral, the patient's therapist consulted with me about the possibility of a psychological, maybe providing more information as to what may be driving some problematic behavior. The young person has been in therapy for some time, specifically around anger incidents at home, and a review of treatment suggests there was a period of improvement and response, but possibly a worsening I'm just going to check and see. Beginning sometime around October of this year. Let's double check here. With notes shifting from noting improvement to once again indicating getting angry when not getting their way. A review of the notes indicates that there could be a lot of emotional conflict between mom and the child. However, recent notes indicate also some disrespectful response of the child to the father. Darn it. Sorry, guys. Just don't want to lose this. Got to come from the chart here. There were some screens done that'll be discussed below. Unfortunately, the parent did not complete their screen, whereas there could be more difficulty. At home than the reports that we have from the educator as well as the youth self-report, but those will be discussed down below. The patient is diagnosed with a learning disability in mathematics, which may implicate a need to assess for processing, and so that was the emphasis here. Educational testing has been completed at school, so we did not repeat achievement and IQ measures. Mother had stated that she would bring that information to me, but I have not yet received it. And I do believe that there's enough information here to provide some feedback. I'm sorry, getting stuck here. And so, I apologize. There's a little train of my thought there. So there is some mild concern with completeness here, and you'll see below that there are some indicators to watch for, even if there weren't clear, significant clinical findings relative to conflicts at home. And so that's that. Instruments used include a review of the record and a previous collected use self-report and teacher report form, the structured interview for the diagnostic assessment of children, the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3, the comprehensive executive functioning inventory, self-report, and parent response form, and the Milan pre-adolescent clinical inventory. Summary of relevant history. Again, the patient began services in this current course of therapy in August of 2024. From the beginning, the focus was on family-based conflicts and possibly more often with mother. The notes seemed to reflect an ongoing sense of improvement, but then the reemergence of challenges in recent months and reports again focusing on poor tolerance of limits and being told no, and having family conflicts. From the record, we can see that there was some early course of therapy possibly conducted in 2022, some measurement, particularly around a concern for ADHD. In that instance, all we had were information provided from the parent. The parent was able to list some positives, which was good to see. And that clinical inventory indicated kind of borderline for internalizing, but also some concern with aggressiveness. In that instance, attention deficit hyperactivity problems were definitely not emphasized. However, there was some concern with oppositional defiance and conduct problems, as well as clinical concern with anxiety. And borderline score for mood. Let's see if I can find out about the encounters. Give me a second. Let's just see. No, sorry. There was an effort. So there were some, I see now that there were some sessions made during for that earlier assessment. It looks like the family appeared. To start strong, but then possibly lose momentum with regular visits. Sorry. With there being a couple years between set courses of therapy. My apologies for all of that. New paragraph. The following is a discussion of the screens collected for this course of treatment, which again focus on a teacher report and a youth self-report. Currently, the only access I have to a parent report will be reported below on the comprehensive executive functioning parent version inventory. A review of the teacher report form shows that the young person has additional resources for diagnosis, educational diagnosis of learning disorder relative to mathematics. It appears that the patient was indicated as working hard and behaving better than most students, but learning a little less. Here is included some testing information and helps me to understand the decision not to use the IQ testing, as she was just tested in January of 2025. At that instance, her profile gathered around a low average even the room for error could include crossing over into the borderline region. Her full-scale IQ of 80 is right around the ninth percentile, with just slightly better verbal comprehension. Again, I don't have access to notes in terms of the observations as to how strongly the evaluator thought felt that the results were valid. Using achievement testing, they find that math problem solving is at the low first percentile with a little bit better numerical operation ability, performing close to the third grade level, with some weakness in reading identified as well. The teacher states, quote, significantly lower than average in concepts related to mathematics problem solving and foundational math skills. The teacher was able to list that the child is considered kind and well-liked, friendly and easily engages in conversations, asking for guidance and help when needed, a hard worker. These are positive reflections. On the emerging syndrome scales, there were no scores reaching even the borderline level or reflecting clinical concern relative to mental health. Internalizing and externalizing problems were not indicated. There was a borderline concern relative to inattention. But no support for hyperactivity and impulsivity. The endorsements relative to inattention are very low. Few, but indicated is problems with difficulty with concentrating and directions. And some finding for sluggish cognitive tempo, which again could be related to this lower IQ, but also can sometimes represent inattention. You'll see below there's kind of a complicated call here relative to attention, with most results not supporting that as a primary concern. In parentheses, if you'll put, need to review associations with mathematics disorder. Thank you so much. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the youth self-report as emerging from the child's own responses, where they indicated that they are getting along with others in an average way, including their parents. I'm not sure if there's a perception issue here or with supports are doing well, because they indicated they're above average in all areas, which is not quite consistent with the teacher. It just could be perception difference. Her penmanship is not as well developed as as is often seen with females her age. She doesn't narrate any concerns. She lists some positives about herself. A review of penmanship and the way they're expressing themselves here raises concerns with maturity. The emerging responses produce a flat, non-clinical profile. McKinsey's not indicating any problems here of a clinical nature. Of ratings that we would have had, there would be little indication for clinical concern, and yet it may have been that the parent was asking the therapist, can we learn more about what might be driving this behavior? With little indication to meet with a doctor or a psychiatrist for intervention, it may have been that the psychological assessment was added just to try to clear away why the young person was once again having so much difficulty with anger in the home and whether there could be a clinical cause. New paragraph. The following history was collected in a conversation between myself, McKinsey, and her mother. In terms of current concerns, Mom indicated a lot of anger and defiance at home. She did indicate that she'd been doing better the last few weeks, and she was not sure why. It's important to say that they have not made another appointment, and it could be that they're getting frustrated with efforts to help or considering or possibly thinking of the problem as different now. It was reported that sometimes the young person won't do as asked and sometimes becoming so upset that they're crying and having difficulty controlling themselves. Interestingly, when I inquired about how long these incidents last, it was hard for Mom to put any kind of descriptor that could be helpful there. It was reported that she does not have anger challenges at school. Here I noted that Mom would return the testing. I do have some of that information as reported above. Mom might be a little wary of helpers. She refused to have my release of information to be able to just request the information. McKinsey herself said, sometimes I fight about something when I want to do something. She said, but is told no. She said she doesn't fight about chores. Here, despite gleaming from the notes some conflict between mom and child, but also seeing an increase in kind of difficulty with father in recent notes, it was reported that McKinsey struggles with dad the most. And in my conversations with McKinsey, it became clear that she's rather unforgiving of dad and is more forgiving of her mother, even though there is conflict between all parties at times. She said that her dad yells a lot, whereas her mom can sometimes help them become less angry. New paragraph. Yes, it was reported that they have an IEP and that they were tested just last year. The parent indicated there were behavioral challenges early and a concern in preschool, but by kindergarten was doing better. There were statements that McKinsey made that really, really supported considering if maturity isn't playing a role here, if there aren't clinical findings, stating school is boring, that she would rather use TikTok. I did note that much of her earliest school years would have been during COVID, and this may have contributed to some of the learning difficulties or challenges. But the family underemphasized the impact of COVID and learning from home. Nonetheless, in discussion with McKinsey, one senses that she is bright and capable of self-expression. despite the identified learning disorder. It does appear that she may generally underperform at school. New paragraph. The client pretty much denied the feelings of depression. She reemphasized that she doesn't enjoy school. She finds it boring. Outside of school, she plays volleyball and does dance. She enjoys to do these things and finds enjoyment in doing them. There doesn't seem to be a significant sleep disturbance, but there can be a difficult shift from the weekend to the weekdays and having to wake up earlier. As I was kind of eliminating the likelihood of major depression, the subject of sensory responsiveness came out. It's important to say that there are no observed or expressed concerns relative to atypical development. However, the young person does have a kind of strong reaction to textures. Again, I thought maturity was playing here a little bit. If she sees something on the table she doesn't like, she will cover it. Sounds like maybe might bother them more than one would think it should. Food textures and repetitive sounds were indicated, but not clothes, lights, or stimulation levels. I don't believe she has a general sensory difference, but I think that she is a little sensitive. And, of course, needs to be encouraged to manage her sensory environment. She's considered most often happy. She's often confident. Again, not too mad, not sad or worried, but maybe too mad sometimes. She expressed that she's closest with her brother. It may be that her brother helps her in the challenges with her parents. New paragraph. When asking questions about engagement at school and the level of attention, the young person said they just would like to prefer to be on TikTok as to why they have trouble with sticking with their homework. And there were a lot of sometimes endorsements here. It was said that they sometimes don't listen as they should and have some difficulty with instructions. They do keep a clean space. They don't generally avoid requirements of sustained mental effort. They don't lose things. And they're not considered forgetful. Again, endorsements were equivocating relative to hyperactivity and impulsivity and not in anywhere clearly supportive. I hold as a possible error of this testing that attention could be playing a role. I do not... could be a source of frustration, but not the basis for the anger response. So it could be a source for frustration for the young person relative to task completion as well as the parents' concern with task completion. Generally, results here would dissuade from concern relative to inattention. But there are a couple signals relative to it, and you'll recall the teachers see the a borderline relative to inattention without the hyperactivity and impulsivity. Was my needing to better understand how math disorder might affect that. New paragraph, there is no support for conduct disorder despite what's reported to occur in the home. Despite the report from home, oppositional defiant disorder was not indicated. So there they did endorse that she's arguing with parents, but not the kind of pattern of behavior or hostility or resentment. So that might suggest there might be an opportunity for some structural changes that could help. New paragraph, there's no indicator for generalized anxiety disorder, nor has separation anxiety disorder been considered. There's no obsessive-compulsive symptomatology, and no support relative to reports or otherwise for psychotic symptomatology. Behavioral observations. Again, it was observed that mom was somewhat wary about the scheduling of this appointment, may not have fully understood the therapist's intent, whereas I was under the impression they had asked for this service. Mom seemed very concerned with the length of time we were requesting, where it did turn out that because the school had recently conducted the educational testing, we didn't need the full amount of scheduled time, where I had already appealed to mother that we could break it down. And again, with mom not signing the release, it may be that mom is a little uncomfortable with the exchange of information, and again, my notes might indicate maybe a little wary of outsiders' efforts to help. Mackenzie was responsive to me, there was no emergent conflict between mom and child. They just simply described the difficulties happening in the home at times, but they did not become frustrated with each other in the moment. I will just note that, again, some of Mackenzie's responses raised, you know, concerns for me relative to a more subtle concern relative to maturity. Does a young person understand that they can respond to things that bother them, that they don't have to, that they shouldn't, that they need to be controlled in the way that they express protest, that the best way to earn favor with their parents was to cooperate and do as asked. And additionally, the negativism about school, where, of course, the weaker learning with good effort could make school a complicated challenge. But it is important that she understand that school see her as engaging well there. We completed the Milan Pre-Adolescent Clinical Inventory together. Here there was what we might call a relatively low response negativity percentile. It could be that the child actually has an unusually small number of problematic thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, despite this very specific problem of conflict with parents. It could be that the child underreported problems without intending to deceive. And it could be that the child deliberately faked favorable, although that's not highly supported for me. Actually, I think it's probably a mix of the first two. And the reality is that this is the one instance in which there is a clear self-reported concern relative to attention. In that case, disruptive behavior wasn't indicated, which attention and disruptive scale elevated very much supports the likelihood of ADHD, and there is need to take a little care that with the learning disorder, those signals related to attention aren't based in something other than inattention. So again, in terms of reviewing that peak that in some ways contrasts with other findings, if we review, we see some predicted responses, like indicating as true that school is boring, where they said, "I do not have a short attention span." They did endorse that she has trouble even when wanting to, so there's a little inconsistency. One of the responses indicates homework taking longer than it should, but of course, we've got to consider the learning disorder there. She, of course, is not thought of as a troublemaker at school, so doesn't have those big behavioral signs. She indicated as true that she has a hard time sitting still, but my notes weighed along with that was not observed. I didn't see that, although we sat together for an extended period of time. They indicated that their teacher has to remind them to pay attention, and that's not clearly stated in the teacher report. However, again, the other support would be borderline support seen in the teacher's report form. I would take the emerging findings relative to personality as reflective of truth, despite the low response negativity profile. I also think that generally the young person is denying clinical concerns, but they raise a concern with attention that is otherwise not supported. So that result will be reported below, but must be moderated by the fact that there are some inconsistent findings and findings that directly oppose the idea that the young person is exhibiting attention deficit. New paragraph. The young person, last paragraph. The child completed this inventory by themselves, which is better than some of clients can do, and shows some level of ability to attend. New paragraph. There were no notes of concern made during the administration of the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3, the test itself performs ability check based on number of hits and omissions committed, and a self-diagnostic check of the accuracy of the rating. There was no indication of validity issues, and the current administration should be considered valid. Again, the result, as you'll see below, is not consistent with a concern relative to attention on this direct measure of attention. New paragraph. The patient and I completed the comprehensive executive functioning inventory together. They had grown tired of responding. In that, we see some of the trouble of when not getting what one wants. And I made a note that I was concerned with consistency. Again, a maturity note was that they began completing this themselves, and then they just very flatly stated, I don't want to do this. Can you do it? So I did. Unfortunately, consistency could not be calculated with just a couple items missing that was critical to the calculation of that score. However, in this instance, negative impression and positive impression was not supported. Overly positive or overly negative was not supported, supporting the profile generally. In the case of the parent, the validity scales were all seen as non-concerning with consistency, negative impression, and positive impression, all seen as acceptable and supporting the emerging profile. There is, as can be expected, some differences in the profile. But not drastic. And so that'll be considered below. Some places with strong agreement. But both of them placing the child on the overall average classification. So not much to be made of differences between scores. New paragraph. Based on observations, I would say that that it appears that the tests that were completed here have validity. Validity measures within the tests themselves suggest this is the case. Excepting for the Milan, where there is a little bit of concern of underreporting, but my assessment is there's no intent to mislead, and that these are either reflections of perception or continued support for the fact that there might not be clinical drivers for the challenges that seem to be occurring at home. New paragraph, test results. The following is a narrative description of the emerging profile based on McKenzie's responses to the Milan pre-adolescent clinical inventory, where, again, there was this concern of possible underreporting, with my assessment being that this is consistent with the young person's perception of themselves. Clinically, this is the only place where there's a clear elevation relative to attention. And again, reviewing the notes from above, there is some concern about the validity of the specific scale relative to also considering the young person has special education for mathematics and is generally a little weaker in subjects. Nonetheless, the young person indicated that they have trouble with attention and concentration. Based on the score, short attention span should probably be notable in both home and school, but parent didn't endorse it, and teacher provides only borderline support relative to inattention specifically. In most instances, teachers and parents would corroborate these difficulties. So, again, this is taken as a note but not a finding. I think there is some risk, but I also don't. And I think that it could be hard to determine, given, for instance, the evidence you'll see below. Although it could be a source for frustration, we will supply some recommendations relative to supporting attention, supporting comprehension of instructions, and getting the most from directives and instructions. Again, ADHD is less supported because there is no other elevation and there's no elevation on the disruptive behavior scale. There is no conduct concern, disruptive moods, depressed or anxiety indicated here by the current clinical signs. New paragraph. We have some emerging peaks relative to behavior, and they're fairly consistent with what's been reported. The young person's response profile indicates a young person who is confident and outgoing. Whoa. Excuse me. Outgoing and somewhat conforming. Please pardon me. This indicates that the young person tends to be sociable, talkative, and popular within their peer group. I'm glad to see that. They weren't highly expressive with me. They may have a high energy level or spirited manner in an active social life. They may be willing at times to take chances and look for new experiences, and they may enjoy being the center of attention. This could lead to them being prone to lapses in impulse control and effective regulation that manifests as brief outbursts. And this could be more relative to what we're seeing, indicating that there's more personality basis than a clinical basis for some of the challenges. The young person, however, is serious-minded, responsible, wants to be responsible and be organized. The parents might be surprised to know that the young person has pretty strict ideas about what's right and wrong. They hold concerns about what others think of them. They could be seen as good role models by some adults, but they may harbor some self-doubts. With persons outside the home, Mackenzie may tend to keep her emotions in check and could appear tense and to miss the fun in lighter moments. And this is fairly consistent with presentation as in the office. Not indicated here is an unruly behavioral orientation nor instability, both of which could contribute to the problem. However, there is some evidence for what we might call oppositional defiant disorder, which can be based on strictly having consistent difficulty with family. It wouldn't be supported by the evidence emerging from the structured interview. However, it does appear that there is too often conflict, and there's need for family rules for handling conflict, when to separate, having preordained consequences that are the response to the problem rather than using emotions or coercion. From this evaluation, we would say that there's little to help us to understand exactly why this young person is having the trouble, other than that there are certain aspects of their personality that may make them a little more prone to outbursts. What I might add is that these may tend to be shallow, and I encourage a review to see if there's any response actions that are somehow amplifying. And in what ways can we alter the home structure to support Mackenzie to have less conflict with parents and to maintain behavior at the same level they're reportedly able to do so at school. New paragraph. Despite the finding of Mackenzie's own reporting that there may be an attention deficit, she performed well on the Connors Continuous Performance Test 3 direct measure of attention. The results do not suggest that Mackenzie has a disorder characterized by attention deficit, such as ADHD. They had an average ability to differentiate targets. They had an average rate of missed targets. They had a good performance or below average rate of incorrect responses, an average rate of random responses. They were considered slightly slow, but not clinical. Consistency was average. They actually showed a good ability to sustain or increase response speed at later blocks. And there was only a slight reduction of response speed at longer ISIs. There are no clinical indicators that can be gained from this. Her performance on this test would suggest she doesn't have an attention problem. It makes me think about processing problems secondary to math disorder that should be fully explored. New paragraph. In providing her own responses to the comprehensive executive functioning inventory, here Mackenzie placed attention right in the average range. There were no statistically significant findings. Self-monitoring was her highest score, just above perfect average, with the flexibility being their lowest score at the low average range. There no emotional regulation was seen as average, given its relation to the problem. Organization was seen as good. Flexibility is considered more like low average. Ratings for Mackenzie on flexibility were low in generating ideas of how to do things and solving problems in a different way. Again, this is not consistent with a concern relative to attention. Nonetheless, I will supply some recommendations that help support attention just in case the family continues to hold this concern. And there are some intervention supports for flexibility discussed below. New paragraph. The following is a narrative description of the profile emerging from the parents' responses to the comprehensive executive inventory. Here, attention was closer to low average, and flexibility was rated better. emotional regulation shows is a little lower, but not statistically different. In this case, attention does stand out as statistically significant. Please put in parentheses, need to address above. And there were no standout strong scores. From this, there are some support strategies that will be offered below for emotional regulation, inhibitory control, and I include information, intervention, and support strategies for attention, just in case it could be helpful to the family. Maybe I'll include the summary here. Summary. Mackenzie Powell is an 11-year-old, 6th-grade student who has an identified disorder in mathematics. The following are some processing influences that are associated with difficulty in mathematics. As we put parentheses, dot, 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 in parentheses. There is a new paragraph. There is a perception of inattention, and formerly the teacher placed it in the borderline area. In the only parent rating we have, it is a... It is considered low average, which I might not indicate as clinically problematic, but more like an ongoing challenge that for the young person to manage. This evaluation cannot support with full confidence the presence of attention deficit where the young person in this ideal setting didn't exhibit any associated behaviors. And performed very well on the Connors Continuous Performance Test direct measure of attention. And they themselves rated themselves as both having some difficulty in that area, but also in the average range. So there is no consistency. Below, I provide some recommendations for continued consideration. But my current working theory is that it's the already identified learning challenges that impact processing, and that I would focus primarily on structural changes that support the child to do more of what they're asked to do at home, and structured discipline approaches that then allow for less emotionality and more agreed-upon consequence relative to the young person's performance. Thank you so much.